Blog Talk Radio.
Are listening to Dr. Guy Gumbo Talk with your host, Dr. Tanisha Guy, and her co-host, Steve and Stacy Jade. This show is not intended to be therapy, but the sole purpose is to encourage dialogue across ages, genders, sexual orientation, religious backgrounds, and sex. So feel free to join in the discussion. We want to know what you think.
Welcome to Dr. Guy's Gumbo Talk. So glad that you guys have decided to join us this Sunday evening. So as always, I think we're going to have an entertaining discussion today. We're trying to discuss topics that maybe we don't always address in our day-to-day conversations, but we think will be pretty interesting and intriguing. So our topic today is the dating expense report. Who is really paying more? So we're going to go ahead and get right into this topic. But before that, I want to introduce my co-host. Hey, Fatima.
Hi.
Are you ready for this topic today?
I am. I'm so excited about this topic today. I have a lot to say. And I think it's going to be really interesting. But I'm also interested to see what the viewers think. I'm excited.
All right. Well, you know, I'm sure you and Steve are going to go back and forth on this topic about who pays more. So I can't wait to hear what Steve's thoughts are. Hey, Steve.
Well, hello. The gang is all here.
We are. And we are ready to get into this topic, the dating expense report. Who is really paying more? And you and I, you know, talk about finances and money and all this when it comes to dating. So I'm just really excited to hear what you have to say about this particular topic. But Fatima, I'm going to let you start this off about really how this topic came about.
Okay. So last week, as we were discussing social contracts and relationships, we sort of segued a little bit into like dating and who pays for dating. And there were some things that that Steve said or even asked me about because I brought up like some of my own dating habits and practices. And I didn't want to spend too much time on it because I really wanted to stick to the topic at hand, but it made me think, like, there we should have, like, a bigger conversation about this, because I think quite often, and I'll just speak for myself in particular, when I say I don't pay for dates, like, I find, like, that a lot of people are usually really taken aback by that. And so I really wanted mm-hmm. to take a little time and explain why, a little bit more about my philosophy about that. And so I think that oftentimes, like, when we talk about who pays for a date, like, I think sometimes people just immediately go into these tropes of, you know, like, well, gender roles, like men or women, and then we start talking about, well, women are making more now, which that's another conversation, because we like to say women are mm-hmm. making more money, but we still know that in general, women make less on the dollar than men do, but that's another conversation.
Right.
But when I think about myself, and so I actually dug out some receipts from my last what I call date prep. So, like, if I'm, you know, when I'm dating, you know, so for this particular date, I have a receipt for $365.19 to the spa, $95.88 to the hair salon, and $50 to the nail salon. Now, this was a pretty decent date, really cool guy, great conversation. We had dinner and conversation. I'm sure he probably spent maybe $45-$50 on my meal. I don't even think he spent that much. And I'm not looking for equality as far as that's concerned. I'm not looking for him to spend $500 on me. The point that I'm making is I think a lot of times in these conversations, we forget how much women are probably spending in preparation for the date. So I already spent on this date. And I think that if he may have spent $20 on getting his hair cut. I don't think anything that he wore was new. It was fine. It was fine. He looked great, right? But I think that a lot of times men don't take that into consideration. So while you're worried about, quote unquote, being used for a free meal or all this other kind of stuff, you're probably forgetting or not accounting for the fact that in her dating expense report, she's probably spent far and above what you're going to spend on her in order to present her best self forward or to give you something nice to look at. She might be doing something because she knows that's what you like. He likes to see my hair this way, so I'm going to make sure I get my hair done in the way that he likes it. He likes it when I wear this color, so I'm going to make sure that what I wear is the color he likes to see me in. He likes it when my nails are done. I don't care about my nails, but I'm going to make sure my nails are done when he sees me. And speaking for myself, I know that these are things that I do. So, you know, so it's a little disturbing for me, like, when I hear the pushback of, oh, you know, you're saying you don't pay for dates. Actually, I do pay for dates. I pay a lot.
That's an interesting take, Fatima, that you're including the prep that goes into getting ready for a date and the financial expense that goes into that versus the actual money that's spent on the date. Interesting.
Right.
So, Steve, what are your thoughts about that?
I have a plethora, but we will keep them down to a minimum.
Can't wait to hear.
I understand what she's saying. That is an interesting perspective, and that's her perspective. I look at it a little differently. The things that you named were things you were doing for yourself. You know, the spa, that was for you. You know, the nails, you know, I don't, maybe not, you know. Now, and this is just how it works in my mind. It's the equivalent of me saying, you know, I don't like to take showers, but I'm going to go on a date, so I'm going to take a shower today. But I'm doing that for you because I'm putting my best.
But your shower was free, Steve. The shower was free. You didn't have to pay for the shower.
It doesn't matter.
Also, Steve,
if I
you're making an assumption. You're saying that these things are for me. These things are not for me. These things were not for me. These were things specifically that this person, like, I don't, I actually don't do anything to my nails. I'm not into that. That's not who I am. This particular person was like, he wants to see me with my nails polished. He wants to see my nails done. That's something I was specifically doing for him. I don't necessarily care about my hairy legs or whatever. So when I went and got that full leg in Brazilian, that was for him. So telling me that these are things that I'm doing for myself, I mean, it's on my body, yeah, and it's nice, but would I have been doing them in, at that particular time if it wasn't for this person I was seeing? No.
And once again,
good
man,
point.
You know, that is your methodology. I understand and respect it. I just don't agree. You know, we're not, I don't even think that I'm going to get into any discussion about anything any further. I just don't agree. It's your process. You're welcome to your process. I just look at it differently. You know, Dr. Guy and I more or less talk about, you know, who pays more or what your expense report. Ultimately, it always boils down to who is the prize and who is not. You know, the person that's the prize generally will have more resources devoted to their pursuit, and the person who is not the prize generally will not. So if that is the agreement that that gentleman, you know, has with you, he likes to see you with French tip manicures, and he doesn't, you know, like the hair on your legs, and that is what you all, you know, everything is relative. You know, like, and even if we go back to when you talked about on average men make more than women still, that's true, but, you know, we still have to look at it on a case-by-case basis. So whatever those cases are that work, you know, like you said the other week, that your ride ain't for everybody, you know, and I'm sure that you can find some people willing to ride your ride.
Okay, you guys, I have a question. We know that there are just some, and I don't want to make this assumption, so let me ask this question, that there are some dating etiquette. Am I making a false assumption, or is that accurate, that today we still have dating etiquette, right? You guys agree? Disagree?
I don't think so. I mean, I think, honestly, I think if that's a person-by-person thing.
So here's what
I don't think there's a standard dating etiquette anymore.
But what about this? If, for example, when I say dating etiquette, when we're talking about paying, right, if you are the man and you ask her on a date, I would say, and this is, you know, my way of thinking, dating etiquette, you pay for the date 100% because you asked for that date. But if you are the woman and you ask him on the date, you pay for the date 100% because you asked him on the date. Dating etiquette. Like, does that not exist anymore?
Well, I still think that goes back to
what
we're talking about with who's the prize and who's not. Like, generally, the prize doesn't pay.
Though. Okay, but
well,
I could be the prize
if the woman
and still
is
pay,
asking,
though.
What's that?
I could see myself as the prize, right, and still pay. Like, I still can see me as the prize. But if I ask you out, well, first of all, if you see yourself as the prize, you're probably not asking somebody out. That's probably
right.
Not happening.
So
but let's just say,
right.
Let's just say, hypothetically, right, you do ask him out because this is someone you're really interested in, but, like, you know, he's playing some games. He's taking forever. You don't know what's going on. So you're like, hey, dude, let's go out for drinks, whatever the case may be. So you do ask him out, right? So that happens. You still see yourself as the prize. You pay because you're the female and you ask.
Well, what I'm saying is you can't see yourself as the prize if you asked him out, though. Like, ultimately, if you were asking him out because of whatever reason and you're making the move, then you're the one that is, I don't want to say losing leverage, but, you know, you're seeking his attention, then indirectly he's more the prize than you are.
This the whole part of the prize. This is new for me. I don't know anything about that. But I just on your question in general, I would say that I know a ton of women who've been asked out on dates with guys, first dates even, and then the bill comes and he is like calculating to pay his half.
Yes.
So there, I don't think that there is just general etiquette. I have heard that philosophy before, whoever asks is the one who pays, you know, but I've been very clear like that. I don't believe in that. I think if we're going on a date, if a guy's taking me out, and that's whether I ask or he asks, he's paying. If you're taking me out, you're paying for the date. But I will say this, I generally don't ask anyone to go anywhere unless we're like seriously dating, like relationship kind of dating. And then I'll say, hey, can we do X, Y, and Z? And even though I'm asking him to do X, Y, and Z, there's an understanding between us that he still knows he's going to pay for the X, the Y, and the Z. So
I think that's
really
not an X, Y, and Z. I think that's a PIMP.
But see, Mom, did you hear him?
No, what did he say?
I don't think she heard you. He
oh,
said he thinks
said,
she just
I,
said.
I don't hear a lot of X, Y, and Z. I hear a lot of PIMP.
A lot of PIMP.
He's referring to you.
That I'm a PIMP.
Yes.
Yes. Oh no, I don't think so at all. And I'm going to tell you why. Because
okay, give me
this is the part. And this is the part that I think we didn't really get a chance to get into last week. Okay, so the last guy that I was dating, and as of probably, I guess maybe like 3 weeks now, I'm done with him. But I knew, because when I'm dating someone, I take an interest in the things that they're interested in. And I said this last week. I'm not saying that women should never spend money on men. I'm particularly talking about if we're going out on a date. But I know that this guy was really, really into golf, so much so that he does, like, tournaments and stuff. I don't know anything about golf, but I started trying to learn something about golf because that's something he's interested in. I found out he's never played at the Cowboys golf course before. So I found out about that golf course. I found out about a special event they were having there, and I purchased passes or whatever for him to spend the day there and play however many rounds of golf or whatever, because that was something nice that I wanted to do for him, because, you know, I wanted to show that I care about him. So I'm not saying that women shouldn't do nice things, but at the same time, like, if I said to him and did say to him, hey, what are you doing on this date? Let's go to this festival. And we went, like, he knows you're taking me to the festival.
Right. Pimp.
So, go ahead, Steve.
Like, it's a pimp. It's implied. Like, I understand what you're saying. Like, it's implied pimphood. Like, you know, it's like saying, you know, I don't know. It's just implied, though. Like, hey, you know, like when you're talking to somebody and your boss and says, they're like, hey, well, it'll be best for your career if you get that report in by Friday. You know, it's not that you got to get the report in by Friday. It's just a suggestion.
I suppose. I mean, I don't really look at it like that. I don't like the way that makes me feel inside. But
and let me ask you this. For those women that have gone out on dates and suddenly found out they were going Dutch, how many of them had repeat dates? Generally, when that happens, there's something you've done
you
that makes the man lose interest and – that's why he's like, yeah, check, please. I got a 27.49. What's your part? Like, generally, unless there is something that's gone, generally speaking, it's not every case, but, you know, and not everybody's financial situation. But all I can speak to is when I talk to my male friends, and they're like, yeah, man, and this happened. And I was like, check, please. I'm out of there. So, you know, it may not have started out that you were going Dutch, but it may have been something you said that got you to Dutch.
So, Steve, I desperately want to hear from any male listener that we have out there today. If you are a male and you date women, I want to hear your thoughts about what Steve just said. I desperately want to hear your thoughts. If you are listening online, please call in because I need to ask you this question, right? If you're listening online, call in to 914-205-5902. If you are already listening and you want to chime in and you are a male and you have dated women or are dating women, Steve just posed a very interesting, made a very interesting point about going Dutch, that in the beginning, the guy doesn't have the intention of going Dutch, but if for some reason the date goes south, now he has the intent of going Dutch because he has no desire to go out on a date with her again. Like, what does that say about this gentleman, that because it was a bad date, now she's left with the financial burden of paying for a date that she didn't know she was going to have to pay for because, again, she didn't ask herself on this date. He asked her out. I mean, that seems really uncool for that guy to do that because the date went
absolutely
bad.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's a weird character. It is.
I'm not here to validate or explain. You know, I'm just explaining the laws of the jungle. Now, if you done sat up there and this guy's looked at you as a viable sexual partner and you've told him you are celibate, chances are you're going to have to pay that $27.59 on your own. Is it right? Nope.
This is insane, Steve.
What?
Here's the thing. You should never let somebody else's behavior dictate who you are. Like, your integrity and who you are as a person shouldn't change based on someone else. So she said something that you didn't like, or you knew, like, this isn't going to go any further. I don't think that that should then make you be passive aggressive or spiteful or, you know, I mean, or deviate from your original plan.
Absolutely.
Like I always tell you, for the record, I respect your opinion. It is noted, but it does not change what happens.
That is definitely pretty cheeky. For all the listeners, if you guys are just tuning in this Sunday, our show topic is dating expense report. Who is really paying more? And we're talking about just dating. Who comes out of their pocket more, men or women? And at the start of the show, Fatima posed a very interesting point that women, and not to say that some men don't have some major prep expenses, because we know they do some, but women for the have some major prep expenses before a date. They have hair expenses, nails, maybe even waxing. Those expenses become costly. And so that's not something I think that men think about. I know men probably don't even care, right? Because it's not coming out of their pocket. But those are things that women deliberately do. Like, women don't shave their legs for other women because we don't give a darn, right? Because we ain't touching other women's legs. Women are doing these things to please the person who they're dating, right? Like, all of these things that women do to prep, and we have several. Heck, just your line of makeup, right? Like, it's costly, you know? And not to say that you're caking on the makeup, but whatever you do for your preparation regime is expensive, right? And so that goes into your preparation. Now, on the flip side of it, you could be one of those women who are just like, you know, take me as is, right? I'm just going to give you whatever. So he might like that, and he might be okay with that. Or he might be like, wow, you could have at least did something with your hair or put a little lip gloss on. Well, those things cost. So I'm glad that Fatima posed that, that is an expense that goes into the dating process before the date has even taken place. And she's doing that for him. And if he's asked her out on a date, now I'm going back to when he asked. I'm not going if she is the one who's asking. This is if he is the one who asked her out on the date. It just seems polite and part of the etiquette to go ahead and pay for the date. Like, I don't care what's said during that date.
I think it's funny that for some reason you're trying to pawn off the same thing on men and not take accountability as women. If you're the caliber of woman that gets her hair done and nails done and those things, then it just speaks to who you are as a person and your integrity and your appearance. So don't put it on me because you get your hair done. Don't put it on me because you get your nails done. Don't put it on me because you shave your legs, because there are connotations that go with women that don't get their hair done. And I can tell you a bunch of connotations about women that their nails is chipped and messed up. You don't want to hear any of them either. So it speaks to what kind of caliber of woman you are. Like, if we talk about Beyonce, we don't see Beyonce out in the streets looking crazy. We don't see Rihanna look out in the streets looking crazy. If you want to go out in the streets looking crazy, then that speaks to the caliber of woman you are. So don't put that on me as a man because you were dressing up for me. It's because who you are as a woman.
Well, Steve, I think you're talking about two different things, because there, one is, yeah, you're right. Like, I'm going to step out.
General upkeep is one thing.
All the time, right? I don't care who I'm going out with, if I'm by myself, if I'm on a date. There's a standard for me when I leave my house, right? Unless I'm hitting Walmart, and don't judge me. But other than that, I am going out a certain way. And you're right, that is my own set standard. But there may be a time where, like in Fatima case, she said, I did this because he liked my hair this way. So because he liked my hair this way, there was a cost to that, right? Like, that I normally wouldn't have done, even though my presentation is good. I did something extra for him. That's different.
Right. Well, I definitely think that Fatima does have some valid points, but initially, you can't say that that's what it is because you don't know the guy well enough to have him tell you how he likes your hair, or, you know, the conversation about your legs and, you know, your hair on your legs. So at the point where she was dating this gentleman where they knew each other well enough, I could see that being an agreement in their social contract. But from the initial meeting, we don't have enough information to present any social contracts to each other from the onset. Now, if that's something that develops, I'm all for that. But from the gate, I don't think that's a determination that you can make. Like, say, for instance, and God, I probably should never tell this story, but I will. You know, I went to Vegas with a young lady. Things did not go well as I anticipated. For whatever reason, I was polite enough to leave her in the room, and, you know, she was able to stay there. I did not put her out or let her find alternate lodging, because that was the standard of behavior that I was going to present as Steve. Now, other people could have proceeded differently, but that was not my standard of behavior. Did I incur a financial loss? I did, but I was willing to do that because I'm a gentleman. Now, I'm not going to say that always happens to everybody. I've heard of people getting put out of rooms in their underwear. So just be aware that those things can occur, and you can't put that on me because that's not part of our social contract initially.
Right. So, and I understand what you're saying. Like, if you don't, and right, in the case, the example that I was given, this was someone that I had, and in fact, it was our second date when he was like, my nails came up, because I don't generally paint my nails. Like, I wear my natural nails, I don't paint them, and I've been wearing the same color nail polish that I take with me to get a pedicure since 2009. And it's a very muted, simple color. And so he was like, you should do a red. And I was like, oh my God, I'd never do red. And he was like, no, like, you should wear colors and you should paint your nails. I'd like to see you with your nails painted. Okay, done. So for me, I think I have more of a, I don't mind doing things if it's not making me feel like I'm compromising away my soul. I don't mind doing things for the person that I'm seeing, particularly if I'm really interested in them, that I know is going to, that makes them feel more attracted to me, or the things that they like. But, and so maybe that's part of the social contract with me, is that if I'm willing to take an interest in your interests, and I'm willing to, you know, maybe go a little above and beyond what is my usual standard, then I expect certain things back from you. So, but sure, absolutely. If it's a first date with someone, you don't know them that well, but I'd be lying if I said, even on a first date with someone, I mean, maybe I didn't spend $500, but maybe I did pick up a nice top. You know, my hair is natural. I generally wear it natural. But that $95.88, that was at the natural hair salon. So, I mean, like, even, like, maybe I would have stretched my wash and go out for a week, but maybe I wanted to have, like, a fresh salon done wash and go for the date. So I think that I don't think that it should be minimized that women are spending quite a bit of money on trying to do a little extra when they're going out on dates. And I don't think that should be dismissed. I think that absolutely should be taken into account.
Well, I understand your point a lot better now. I still don't agree, but I do understand that within the social contracts that you've created, because I have requested certain things being worn. So, yeah, I don't have a problem purchasing items that I would like to see someone that I'm dating in, you know, or, you know, in terms of a French tip manicure. I like those for some reason. I don't know why. You know, certain colors that may not necessarily be in their repertoire, depending on skin tone. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. But, you know, I guess to get to the contract, we've got to get past the first couple of dates where there's no contract and it's being established. So, you know, if those are the things that come up and there's enough interest for the contract to be extended and agreed upon, then I don't see where that's a problem. But, and I talk to Dr. Guy about this quite frequently, a lot of the problem is just you can't get past the first couple of dates because people are not in a place where they present themselves well.
Is it? Okay, people don't present themselves well, as I hear you say that very often, right? And so maybe they're just not, their chemistry is not a good match together. But I'm still stuck on the fact that Fatima said this, and then you also said this, that a gentleman can ask a woman out on a date, and for whatever reason, whether it was intentional at the beginning or it changed that way, at the end of the date, ask for a split bill. I'm taken by that because in my 40-plus years of ever going out on any dates, I've never in my life had any joker say, so I got half on this bill, ever. So I'm just trying to understand. And there was an article that I read that talked about the millennial perspective of dating and how millennials are more into the Dutch style of dating, and that obviously – women are now, 40% of women are now making more than men. So I don't know if that has something to do with men feeling like, well, you can pick up your own half of the check because of that. And if that is the case, shouldn't that be discussed? Like, if I ask, you know, I'm a man and I ask you out, shouldn't it be addressed in the beginning that, so we're going to go Dutch, are you okay with that? Give me an option to say, yeah, I got it, or that's not what I want to do, boo. Shouldn't that be discussed in the beginning? Am I the one who's confused by this?
Well, go ahead, Fatima. I got a whole lot for this one.
Okay. The part that I was going to say, and I touched on this a little bit last week, I think that where you are in life also may play a little bit of a part into how you're dating. And so I had mentioned, like, the way I date now is a lot different than the way I was dating in my 20s, and Steve was shocked about that. But I was like,
absolutely,
you know, I would never tell a young woman, you know, who's 20 years old and undergrad, like, you need to have an expectation that when you go on a date, he pays. Everybody in college is poor. I mean, or at least I'll say most of my friends were. You know, so when I went as a 20-something, quite often I did go on dates that were Dutch, but we didn't even have to talk about it. It was kind of understood because we all knew that, like, money, finances were tight. So it was sort of understood. Mm-hmm. But I think then you get to a different stage, like when things are a little different, and now we've been in careers for a while and things are different. And so then those expectations for me changed. So I think that has a little bit to do with it, too. It's like maybe just like stages of where you are in life.
I hear you, Fatima, but even when I was in my 20s, I still had that dating expectation. If you ask me, I'll joke, are you paying for this bill? You better tell me in the beginning. But whether I was in my 20s or not, That was still an expectation. Like, if you broke, don't ask me out. Or at least let me know, and I'm cool with that. But that's why I'm going back to this whole communicate this up front. Don't have a woman sitting here eating whatever she's eating and then be like, yeah, so you got your half. That's 15, 27 for you. That is so inappropriate. Yeah.
I've never personally had that experience, but I have a lot of girlfriends who have. And it's crazy. It's mind-blowing to me. But I'm also someone who, now, as I said, like when I was younger, we didn't necessarily say, like, oh, we're going Dutch. It was nice if he paid. But I think I usually went on dates with the expectation that, like, I'm going to pay my half. But I will say that now I'm very communicative in those early conversations, and I'll say, like, I have an expectation that men pay for dates. If you're taking me out, you're paying. So that may also be another reason why I haven't had that experience. But Steve, you said you had a lot to say. I want to hear it.
You know, this is going to hurt a little bit. So I've known Dr. Guy for probably half of my life. So I have been around her when she was in her 20s. And what I can tell her is, and we go over this quite a lot, there are a lot of experiences that you have not had because you've always been the prize. So there was never going to be a guy that took you out that thought he had a chance of a second date if he didn't pay for the first date. So
absolutely.
That is not in your lexicon. I understand that. You know, there are times I have to tell you, this is what happens to other people because you don't know because that's not your reality. That's first of all. Secondly, I think as we get to the point in society where there is an imbalance in viable males, now you will see women become more aggressive with their resources. It just depends on where you at demographically, you know, socially, how those things occur. The younger generations are more into who's the best candidate, whether it's a guy who's white, a girl who's black. You know, racism is not as much of a factor. Everybody feels like in the current economy they need to pitch in, and there's not a skewed expectation. There are women that know in order to get a top-tier man, they're going to have to use their femininity as well as their financial resources. I think that's just something that's a little bit more prevalent in the younger generations than how some of the older generations have been indoctrinated into, quote-unquote, the dating game or their expectations.
It still amazes me that when we talk about dating, that people go into it and just have poor communication with it. Last week, Fatima talked about, you know, how she communicates up front, like, these are the things that I expect. This is really what's important to me. And so something like a first date could really be, you know, the deal breaker. Are we going to have a second one, or, you know, is this going to be it because there was a lack of communication based on finances? Like, something as simple as who's going to pick up the check.
I had a date with a guy. It was the first date. And when the check came, and because I know women who be like, well, at least pretend like you're going to pay, like reach for it. I don't do that. I don't play those games. And so when the check came, and so he said, I don't offer to pay the tip, none of that. Like, and so when the check came, and after he paid the check, he said, I really appreciate that you didn't try to pay the bill or all that. He was like, I feel like women who do that, they're not used to a certain type of guy taking them out, or they're not used to being treated well. Now, I don't know that that's the case. I think that there are a lot of women who have angst because they've heard men so many times say, like, you know, women using them for free meals, or that, you know, women make more money, so they need to pay, and all of this other stuff. And so I think there are a lot of women who have angst about that. And so they're constantly trying to make sure that he knows and he feels like she's not one of those women that's trying to take advantage of his finances. But so I don't think that that's so much the case, but I will say that there are a lot of men out there who don't like that, who want to take you out. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean,
I would agree.
You know, I agree as well. I mean, I think in that situation that was an appropriate response. Kudos to that gentleman for having the good game. Also, you know, what I look at is, you know, like I said, I don't know what else he was supposed to say. Like, I saw how you ain't reached for the check. And yeah, that's because you're a real woman. Like, anyway, so. So obviously he knows you're accustomed to not reaching for the check and it's not a problem. So, you know, as you have a definition of masculinity, you know, a lot of it is he who provides. So depending on, you know, your generation and who raised you, you know, a lot of men look at providing as, you know, part of their masculinity. So sometimes that can be threatened by, you know, women who are a little bit more aggressive about, you know, that financial component. Of course, me, it doesn't bother me one bit, you know. But I understand, Fatima, you know, if you have your social contracts, you know, I can see you having, you know, the right nail polish on and, you know, presenting yourself well for this gentleman. That seems to be adequate. I was a little dismayed at first, but, you know, I understand, you know, what you're saying because, you know, I've had some ladies come over and put these white gloves on in this Eminem suit that I have over here. So, you know, that might not have been in their social contract initially, but, you know, after a couple meals, they come over and put on the suit too, and that's what I like. So, you know, I get your point.
I'm going to go to the phone line so you don't have to address the white gloves in the Eminem suit. So call
the green
M&M,
my favorite M&M. Everybody likes the green M&M, right?
I'm not even going to go to it. Caller at 623. You are on the air. Hello.
I'm listening into this in the conversation. I'm very curious about the M&Ms and the white gloves, too. That was fascinating.
You
don't want to
know.
But I kind of agree, though. I agree with a lot that's being said. I think it's just a matter of perspective and communication. You know, for me, I'm kind of a traditionalist. I'm 36, and I'm very much old school in the way that I was brought up. But for me, my expectation for dating is kind of the same as my ideology for relationships, generally speaking, and that is the man is kind of the provider, right? So that, you know, that kind of carries me through how I approach the relationship. And, of course, that's going to be how I embark upon one. So it's going to, you know, be a part of the dating experience as well. So for me, it goes without saying, if I'm asking on a date, that's something that I'm prepared to do. And quite frankly, because I believe the dating should be the purpose, and that purpose should be ultimately to find a life partner, my intention is to figure out whether or not you could be my partner. And so that's kind of why I'm approaching dating to begin with. And I feel like I shouldn't be looking for a partner unless I can afford, right, to be a husband in every respect. And because of that, I shouldn't be dating unless I'm prepared to handle those responsibilities well, including picking up the bill, right? However, I respect their perspectives and their background, right? I am a traditionalist. Not everybody is. And there is definitely a lot of individuals, especially in their 20s, that are approaching dating completely different. And while it may not be something that I would agree with, right, I guess I kind of respect their perspective. If your approach as a woman is, I don't want you to pay the bill because I don't want you to feel like I owe you something, I respect that. I don't agree with it, but I respect it. If your perspective is, you know, it's 2019, we both bring our resources to the pot, you know, you don't take care of me, I don't take care of you, we take care of each other, and that's just how you get down. Again, I don't necessarily agree with it, but I respect it. But I agree that those types of things should be communicated early on, right? If we are, you know, in the dialoguing part of our, you know, scenario, and I ask you out on a date, and you, that's how you get down, you should communicate that. Just so you know, you know, I don't believe in multiple dates. I believe that, you know, we should both approach it, whatever, right? And if I believe that, well, first of all, I think it should be assumed, but if I know that I'm paying for the date, I'm going to find a way to make sure that's clear. Like, hey, I'm looking forward to taking you out. This is what I had in mind. By the way, it's on me. You know, that kind of thing. So I'm just a fan of communication in an environment where those two, I don't want to call them generations, but millennials and I don't know what Generation X is, right? They're merging, right? The 26-year-old is dating the 34-year-old, et cetera, right? So in those types of scenarios, communication is fine. And I think with that communication, you won't have these kind of issues.
Hey, so where you calling from,
what
sir?
You just said.
So where you calling from, sir?
So I'm sitting in Arizona, but I spent my entire life in California. So this is California perspective.
Yeah, I heard a little West Coast in you. So, would you like red fingernail polish? I think you and Fatima pretty good match there.
Listen, I was thinking to myself, he needs to leave his name and number. Because
I got you. I heard you over there. I don't know if you were doing that subconsciously or not, but, you know, like I heard a lot of positive affirmation coming through the phone.
Well, I have one question. Carla, I appreciate your comment, but can I ask you a question? Steve made a comment earlier about if the date, the gentleman may have the intent of paying for the meal, but at some point if the date goes south, he has now changed his mind and is now deciding that we're going to go Dutch. Is that something that you have either engaged in or you have heard other men say that because the date turned out to be bad, he is now choosing not to pay?
I'm actually glad you brought that back up. I didn't have thoughts on that. So, okay, so I've been in this situation. I had been in a scenario where I was out on a date, and it was just going poorly. I mean, just poorly. I believe that she misrepresented herself, you know, in our initial interactions, and now that we're on this date, it was a situation that I did not want to be in at all. By design, we were to go to the movies and go out to dinner. I didn't want to be rude, so I continued on to the movie component. I paid for the tickets, even though I was not comfortable remaining in the scenario. I definitely felt like this was a bait and switch kind of situation. But I created an excuse as to why we needed to end the date early, and I didn't continue on to dinner. Not because I didn't want to pay for the bill, but because I didn't want to remain in her presence. Right? So that's kind of where I was. So I've been in a situation where I didn't enjoy myself, but still paid the bill. With that said, the notion that, and I know that wasn't necessarily what you were bringing up, but as you were talking, this came to mind. Like the notion that a woman can conduct herself in any way on a date and maintain the expectation that she'll be cared for or that she'll be provided for is inappropriate in my opinion, right? Not to say that's what you were getting at, but I've been in situations where someone was rude or I just wasn't enjoying myself and I still paid the bill. However, if someone is literally being rude to me or going out of the way to make me feel uncomfortable, right, and then still had that expectation, I would probably side-eye, right? Now, luckily, I've never been in that situation, right? And I like to consider myself a gentleman, and I am traditionalist, but I'm not comfortable with the notion that because I asked you out on a date, you can now do whatever and say whatever, and I'll still pay the bill. You know what I mean? I also don't necessarily want the notion that if you pay to get your nails done, right, that's your contribution, so now I'm paying for the steak. I don't even go there, right? Like, I don't align with that at all. Like, your nails has nothing to do with why we're on a date or whether or not I'm paying for the bill. That's nothing to do with it. You are getting your nails done because you take care of yourself, and that's how you present yourself to the world. That's how you conduct yourself on dates. And I imagine that you'd have done that whether you were on a date with me or on a date with someone else. That's just how you get down, and that's awesome. But, like, let's not tally that up. You know what I mean? I'm going to pay for the bill whether your nails are polished or not. You know, but I also don't think that you can do whatever and say whatever and still maintain that expectation. If you're going to, you know, verbally or emotionally throw water in my face, you should be willing to pull your debit card out.
Now, absolutely. I don't think that a woman should be able to disrespect a man on a date and still expect him to pay. That's unacceptable.
Absolutely.
But in the terms of what Steve says, you know, well, she says something I just don't like. So, you know, I'm just not going to pay. Now, obviously, if it's just something that there's a disagreement because of a conversation, ideology differences, and you choose not to pay for the date, or in Steve's case, because he ain't getting no booty after this date, he's not going to pay for the date.
Whoa, I think that's
absurd.
That is totally absurd. How dare you?
He was saying that brothers
Stop
have
it.
Done that, and so just got to be mindful
Stop
that
it.
Brothers do that. I don't know if I heard him say he does that. However,
I said it occurs.
I heard you. Yeah, you said it occurs. You weren't saying that's how you get down.
But
for me, I don't go on a date with
the person. I know
Steve Caller. Oh, okay. All right. Well, now I'll fall back.
Let's be clear. I know Steve. He said we go back 20 years. I know Steve.
Yes. I said it happened. I didn't say it happened recently.
I don't think it's appropriate to go on a date, period, with the expectation that because I bought you a cheeseburger, your clothes are going to be in the air within 3 hours. Like, I think that's just a ludicrous expectation to begin with. So if you communicate that you're celibate, that has no bearing on this date, right? It has no bearing. If anything, that tells me you've been out with some really horrible people. Right? Like that just
no, no. But what can happen is you can misrepresent yourself, like you said, and tell me all kind of things, and then get on the date, and now you celibate since Monday, but you had told me Friday and Saturday all kind of other stuff, and then Monday all of this has changed because you went to church on Sunday. So those things can happen as well. So if you misrepresent yourself, then, you know, there might be cause for some punishment for your, you know, insolence. So that is the scenario that I'm presenting. And I think what I was trying to express, Dr. Guy, was that these women that, you know, how you and I talk about, you know, the difference between men and women, there are a lot of things that women have done and said that is disrespectful that they don't understand is disrespectful, and that is why they end up in those places.
I don't doubt that. As you always say, you have dated more women than I have. And since I've never dated a woman, I have to go with that, that women can be disrespectful to men. I totally agree with that. But I also agree with what this gentleman said about he realized that he just needed to end the date early. I don't need to continue. I understand that her and I are not going to go out on a second date. There's no need for me to spend any more money. And there's a done deal. I think there's a way to exit a bad date versus let me go ahead with this date and then just be like, look, that financial bill is on you.
Well, right. I mean, he didn't let the bad date change who he was.
Right.
That's the integrity part. It didn't change his value.
I know I already tried to get his number for you. I got it. He's a good dude. So what I was saying was in today's lexicon, we have the term which is of ghosting, which is getting ghost. I think the man needs to have some credit for at least having enough integrity to pay his half and not going to the bathroom and dipping out. It's total punishment for the incident. So let's not act like the man has no integrity by paying half. Let's give him some credit for paying half instead of, you know, slipping out the back, you know, calling an Uber, telling the homie to give you a call, your dog got sick. Let's give the man a little credit for at least stepping up for half of the responsibility of making the error for the woman that may have misrepresented herself, her values, and her integrity.
I guess, Steve, if you want to give him some credit for that, but it's still grimy to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's still
no
grimy.
Credit. No credit. No credit. That's like saying, I shouldn't have to go to prison because I didn't kill him. Now, I tried to kill him, and he almost died, but at least I didn't all the way kill him, so why are we even here right now?
Right.
Hey, there's a difference, between murder one and manslaughter, two different crimes.
Both crimes is what I'm saying. Both are crimes.
Yeah,
exactly. It's still
25
grinding.
To life for premeditated. 25 to life for premeditated, you might be able to get off 5 to 10 with, you know, involuntary manslaughter. Not the same crime.
It's still grimy. You know, I think it boils down to, and this is what we talked about last week, and it really spills over into this conversation, that communication is so imperative. Like, people could avoid some hardships and some bad dates if they just said what they wanted up front. Like, I don't understand why it is so difficult for people to just say, these are the things that I want, these are the things that I expect. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to get it from you or that you like it, but you at least now have an opportunity to respond accordingly versus kind of going into these things blindly, and now we're both having a horrible time when that could have been avoided. I don't understand that point.
Well,
and maybe that just comes with age and maturity and understanding what it is that you truly do want.
No, I think they know what they want, but the problem is their expectations are so unrealistic that they know that they better not speak them out loud.
I think this is for both parties, Steve. I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon about women having unrealistic expectations because I think men have some unrealistic expectations.
People. I thought I said people.
Okay. All right.
You know,
but I still think it's
like
about unrealistic expectations.
Like I always tell you, if I can find somebody shaped like Serena with the Michelle Obama class and grace, you know, with the, you know, who's nasty as a porn star, you'll tell me I'm crazy. But, you know, if I talk to my friends who are a 6'3 pilot, Right, right. But if I talk to my female friends who want a 6'3 pilot who looks like Michael Ealy, who makes $150,000 a year, that wants to be in a monogamous relationship, you know, that's perfectly fine.
Absolutely, because he exists.
So, right. No, he doesn't. It's the same people. They're off in Narnia somewhere. You know, they never like that. You know, they date each other and not us. They don't exist. So, and when we get into, you know, and I, you know, we talk about this word often, the whole, well, I'm not settling. I think at a certain point, it's not settling. It's just being realistic about what your options are. And I think that is the problem.
Absolutely.
Is you don't want to verbalize that, you know, your options aren't what you think they are. You have to be realistic about, okay, well, I'm 5'4", 230. I might not be able to find a WNBA player. I just might not. So, you know, just being realistic about, you know, who and what is your league, I think is something that troubles people from time to time.
I'll agree with you for the first time today. I'll agree with you. No disagreements with me on that one.
Hey, man, so, I like my friend. I just need him to, you know, get a little bit more, you know, interest in the nail game. You know, sometimes when they put that polish on, it can help you out in the long run. I just want to put it out there for you.
He said that's not his thing and leave him alone because he's into substance and debt. So leave him alone.
I know. I like a little polish, too. I'm just saying, I mean, it's where we are, right? If you're talking about, you know, we're in initial dating phase, I'm not weighing in on your nail polish. That's kind of nothing to do with me. Like, we're not there, you know? But if we're on, you know, day 3, 4, 5, we're merging into relationship status, right? The things that you're beginning to do, how you present yourself, you're doing those things with me specifically in mind. See, there's a difference between how you go out for a date, generically speaking, and how you go out with Michael. Right, you're now considering me as the individual, right? We're kind of establishing something. So as we shift into that kind of early relationship status, and you're beginning to ask me the kind of things that I enjoy, that I like, where you're gleaning those things because we're communicating, now that's the difference. And I know that the things that I like are outside of your normal bounds, and we are now in kind of relationship space, I would probably volunteer to finance the vision. I got no problem with that because there are some things that I like. I mean, I'm human, right? We all like what we like. I'd happily finance.
You hear that, Fatima?
Yeah, Fatima, you hear that? We got the financier over here.
I do. And see, so here, well, first of all, let me clear this because I feel like we're on this nail polish thing. To be clear, I said I painted my nails because he said that's what he liked and what he wanted. I didn't say that painting my nails was something that I was doing that I with an expectation that it should be weighed some kind of way because I painted it. I specifically got my nails done because that's what he wanted. Now, as far as the part about it being financed, I think that's awesome. if it's something that she's doing specifically for you, I think that's awesome. That's never an expectation that I had. So anytime I do something nice for somebody that I'm seeing, if I'm seriously seeing them, I just do it. I don't think like, oh, he should be paying for me to have this done because I'm doing it for him. But if someone offered, I'd be ecstatic.
Yeah, well, wholeheartedly, I'm on it. I have financed all kind of things that you don't want to know about.
No, they really don't.
Nail polish
really
being
don't.
One of them. Yeah. Nail polish.
They really don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a different show topic. Different show topic. So as we close out today, any final thoughts from anybody as we close out the dating expense report? Who is really paying more? Potentially.
Hey, I'm going to jump in real quick. And let Fatima close this one out. So, women, be on your best behavior because it is possible that you could be left with the bill. Now, we hear that you're paying for your nails and your hair and all of that, but that's what you're supposed to do because you want to look decent when you go out the house. You shouldn't be at Walmart with a onesie on and represent yourself like your mama wants you to. So, don't try and put it on me because you want to look good for a first date so you get a second date. So, maybe I'm going to pay for that nail polish and the stuff that Dr. Guy won't let me talk about.
My closing statement is the bottom line, communication is key. I think that a lot can be avoided if we clearly communicate with the people we're seeing our wants, our needs, and our expectations. But as far as who's paying more in general, I would say when it all comes down to the wash, I think we're probably paying what and what. I think that I don't necessarily think men are paying more, and I don't necessarily think women are paying more. I think we're paying about the same. I just want people to acknowledge the fact that just because a woman might not be paying the check, it doesn't mean that she didn't pay anything for the date at all.
All righty. Well, with that being said, you guys, thank you, caller, for calling in and your great comments. Thank all of our listeners for tuning in today. Don't forget to Facebook it, tweet it, pass it on. Tell a friend about Dr. Guy's Gumbo Talk. Everyone have a blessed week, and don't forget to tune in
caller.
Next Sunday. Bye.
Yeah,
I did, too. Make sure you call in next Sunday.
Yes,
yeah.
Call in again.
We need some connections in Phoenix. I hear there's not a lot of good.
I know. I want to virtually date him.
And also for everybody out there listening, if you have a Amazon wish list, you know, I'm open to that as well. Don't think I don't pay. Now, you know, we can work something out.
Oh my goodness. Bye, Steve. Bye.